I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I've never found a love like this before. Oh, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. The cries of a believer this morning as we thank you for another day that you've made. We thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We thank you for your love that's all-consuming, your love that's overwhelming, your love that's never-ending, your love, oh God, that is immaculate. Oh God, your love that's the example of love, and that while we were yet in sin, you loved us so much that you gave your best. You gave your only begotten Son. You gave your one and only Son, so that we might have life and that more abundantly. God, I want to say thank you for your love, God, that looked beyond my faults and saw that I was in desperate need of you. I thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning, knowing that I would be nothing without you, that the lamb and the doves just would not do. They would no longer do and satisfy the price for sin, knowing, oh God, what was best for me. Even when I didn't know what was best for myself, God, I want to say thank you this morning for just another chance. Thank you for your mercies, God, that are new every single morning, God. I'm explaining to you, God, and I'm telling you why I love you, oh God, so much, why you mean the world to me, why I worship and adore you, God, because you have been so good to me. Lord, you've been better to me than I have been to myself. God, I want to say thank you, God, because you do it over and over again. You keep on loving me. You keep on showing mercy towards me. You keep on empowering me. You keep on renewing me. You keep on pouring out your spirit upon me. You keep doing it over and over again, Lord. And so I want to just tell you, God, I love you, Lord. I want to tell you I thank you, God. God, I want to tell you that I appreciate all that you do. I don't want to take any of your grace. I don't want to take any of your mercy for granted on this day. So before I begin to do anything else, God, I just want to say thank you. Before I ask you for anything else, God, because, God, you are a provider of needs, God. You are a way maker and a strong tower. Before I do anything, make any petition, Lord, I just want to tell you that I love you. With all of my heart, Lord, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, hallelujah. I want to tell you, God, that you mean the world to me, God. I want to tell you, God, that you are awesome and magnificent. God, that words cannot even express how great you are. I want to tell you that your son is the greatest thing, oh God, ever, because he gave his life. He shed his blood so that I might have life. I want to tell you, God, that your Holy Spirit is a keeper. He is a mind regulator. He is a strong tower. He is everything that I need to be able to walk and to live and to be holy and to be acceptable and to be the place where you can dwell at. God, I want to say thank you, Lord, today, for you allowed me to, God, have your spirit. God, you allowed your spirit to dwell in me. You allowed your presence to abide with me. You woke me up this morning. You allowed me to see a brand new day. God, I want to say thank you from the depths of my soul with a heart filled with gratitude, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for not allowing me to have to abide by laws that were written on tablets. But you told the prophet Jeremiah that no longer will they have to abide by laws that's written on stone, but I will write my laws, I will write my word, I will write my promises on the tables of their hearts. And so, God, you write them there, and you put into me, you put a spirit into me to live right, to walk right, to convict me when I'm wrong, to convict me when I do things that are outside of your will. You put your spirit in me to convict me, to show me the way to you, to remind me that you are my God, to remind me that, God, that you are that in everything and more. You are a way maker, a strong tower. You put the spirit in me to draw me nearer to thee. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. I just wanted to say thank you this morning and to tell you, God, that you are everything to me and more. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for another chance, another opportunity to see a brand new day, God, that you have made. Thank you for keeping us, God, safe in the midst of trials and tribulations. And thank you, oh God, for keeping us safe in the midst of storms, God. Oftentimes we look over the little simple things, God, that you bless us with each and every single day. And God, I want to count those things up even now, Lord, because I don't always count them up. God, I want to say thank you for being in my right mind this morning. God, if it had not been for you on my side, Lord, I would have lost my mind right now, God, if you wasn't the person that gives me peace, that gives me joy. Oh God, in the midst of storms, God, I would be crazy right now. I would be, oh God, in a psychiatric ward. But because of you, God, because you are a keeper, because you are a mind regulator, because if I keep my mind on you, you'll keep me in perfect peace, Lord. I am in my right mind this morning, and I just want to bless the name of my God. I want to give you all the glory, God, because you kept my mind. And not only did you keep my mind, God, you have given me a reasonable portion of health and strength. this. God, I want to say thank you, oh God, in my body, oh God, because you have kept me, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, I may have some ailments here and there, God, but I want to say thank you, God, because you are a healer, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you are a strong tower. God, I want to say thank you because you are a preserver of those, oh God, that love you. God, I want to say thank you, God, this morning, because there are others, oh God, that are my age that don't look like me. God, you have preserved me. I want to say thank you. You have preserved this body because I've given it over to you. I want to say thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you, God, this morning, for the very air that I breathe. I can't inhale and exhale without you. And every time I breathe in and breathe out, I inhale and exhale. Oh, God, I inhale and exhale your glory. I inhale and exhale and breathe in and breathe out your presence. And I just want to say thank you for being the substance of my life. I want to say thank you, God, for being everything that I need and more. God, the substance, the foundation, God. Oh, God, the essence. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for being that very essence of life to me, touching me this morning, allowing me to wake up and to rise up. God, a mind to get dressed, Lord, and a mind to press my way to come into the temple, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, and to lead these who have a desire for more of you, who are hungering and thirsting at the righteousness' sake, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, because, God, it's not just something that we do to be ritualistic, oh God, or something that we do just to pass the time, but as we seek your face and as we have risen early this morning, we've got up early this morning because we know that we need more of you. We've risen this early in the morning, God, because we're desperate for more of you. God, we're rising this early in the morning, God, to seek your face, God, because we can't do it without you. Oh, God, you are everything to us and more. And so, God, compel us, oh, God, or satisfy, excuse me, our hunger. Quench our thirst right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let your glory fall afresh on us even now. And fill our cups right now, God. Fill our cups. Fill our cups, Lord. We're wrestling, God. So much is going on. We're wrestling, God. We need you to fill our cups. Fill our cups with all of you. Before I ask you to fill our cups with good things, God, I want to say thank you for being a protector. Thank you for being a protector, God. The heat, oh God, has been overwhelming, Lord, across the nation. And God, I don't want to take that for granted, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you, Lord, for you have been a keeper, Lord. People have died. Children have died, Lord, from the heat wave. But God, I want to say thank you, Lord, because you've allowed my air to work. God, I want to say thank you, Lord. You've allowed the air in my church to work, and air in my home to work. Oh, God, an air in one of my cars to work. I want to say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. It could be another way, Lord. We could be walking, or I could have to walk to work, oh, God, or I could have to take a bus to work, God, and have to sit around and wait for someone. But, God, you have blessed me, oh, God, and I want to say thank you for the little things, God. I find myself right now in a state of contentment, Lord. I know that greater is coming, and so I'm not complaining about the state that I'm in, God, but I'm thankful, God. I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful right now, God. I'm grateful, Lord, for what you have done. And I'm grateful to know that I look much better in my future than I look right now. That's hope, Lord, the promise of hope in you. And so every day, God, that we rise, every day that we live, every day that you allow us to have our very being, God, is another day filled with benefits, filled with promises, filled with grace, filled with the mercy, filled with the blessings, filled with your presence, God. It's another day. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thankful, God, for just all that you bless us with every single day. I don't have to work outside. I know others do. But I thank you for keeping those that do have to work outside. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for being so great and mighty. Words cannot even express how great you are. But God, we say thank you for just being who you are. You told us that you are Alpha and Omega. You told us in your word that you were the beginning and the end. God, you told us that you are everything, God, that you are I am, that you are the great I am, Lord, over and over again. I know you just used those words with Moses, but God, throughout the Bible and throughout my lifetime, you have been the great I am, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the flock, oh God, that you've allowed to assemble here at Praise Center. Each and every one of them, I'll call their names out later on in the prayer, God, but I want to say thank you for an opportunity to serve. You said those that desire to be first must be last, Lord, and I thank you for allowing me to serve those that are here. Thank you for being the awesome, oh God, task of protecting sheep, Lord. Oh God, from the wolves and the dangers there and here and there, God, and the bears that try to come and snatch away the flock. God, I want to say thank you, God, that you have given me and equipped me with everything that I need to be successful. For you don't begin anything, oh God, without being able to complete it, Lord. And you have begun a good work in this place. You have begun a good work in my life. You have begun a good work in the lives of those that are here, God. And we want to say thank you, God, because all things work together for our good, God. If you begin it, Lord, everything that happens in between, God, will work together for good, and you will bless us to have an expected end because you are Alpha and you are Omega. Thank you, God, for the challenge, the opportunity, the task, the favor of being a shepherd, oh God, in this evil day and time. And thank you for the anointing enough to know that prayer is something that must be a staple in our ministry. I pray that you would teach us to pray, and not only to teach us to pray, but to teach us how to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, God, to grow stronger in you. I thank you, God, that prayer is a staple in this ministry. Not only, God, do we pray early in the morning, but God, we pray, oh God, on Fridays, Lord. We pray, oh God, before we begin service, Lord. We pray before we begin Bible study, God. Prayer is a staple, God. It's the foundation of this church, oh God, because when we pray, God, we pray to an awesome God that can't do anything, oh God. I mean, that can do anything but fail, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, and I want you to help us with our prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to pray. Teach us to pray. Oh, God, don't let it be that we have afflictions come our way and we begin to pray. But, God, even in the midst of this season right now, God, I want you to show us the way. Show us, oh, God, how to pray. Open up our heavenly language, God. Open up our hearts and open up our minds, oh, God, to call on you to build our relationship with you. That, God, we may pray, God, longer than a couple of minutes, Lord, that we may grow a thirst and a hunger, God, that we have a desire to pray, God, for 15, for 30 minutes, God, or even an hour, God. Give us the pray. God, Bishop Mason prayed continuously. He was known as a man that prayed. Instead of arguing, God, he decided to pray. Instead of fighting, God, he decided to pray. And instead of making decisions, God, without seeking your face, he decided to pray. Decisions, decisions, decisions that led him, God, to become the great man that he was. It wasn't that he was a perfect man, God, but that he was a man that walked with you. And when we walk with you, God, that means we got a relationship with you. Enoch, God, hallelujah, God, he said he walked so closely with you that he was no longer, God. He walked, he meditated, God. He communed with you, Lord. He abided with you. You were the focus of his day, day in and day out, God. He was until he was no more. Because you took them up. And God, that's our desire, Lord, today. You're not taking people up as of right now, God, but I just want to have a relationship with you, God, that's beyond, oh God, what it is right now. I want to move forward in my relationship with you. And I want your people to move forward in our relationships with you. And the first step that we need to make progress, to continue to move, oh God, to go forward, Lord, is to have an effective prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, before trials and tribulations come, give us to pray, God, when things are going well, God, and things are going great, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us how to pray, Lord, and intercede on behalf of others, not to say, God, help me, oh, God, open this for me, God, or do this for me, but give us the mind, oh, God, to intercede on behalf of those that are in need of prayer. Give us the mindset, Lord Jesus, to stand in the gap for those that are in need in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, there's so many, God, that need our help today. There's so many, God, that need us to stand in the gap for them today. There's so many, God, that need us, oh, God, to be conduits for them who can't just say the words or may not be in their right mind or may be overcome with the cares of this world. Help us, God, today to cast all of our cares upon you. And then to take on the burdens of those that are in need. You said the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. It means we must hold up some of their issues. That means we must hold them up, God. Pray for their issues. Pray for their situations. Give us to pray, God. Give us to pray for our spouses instead of fighting with our spouses. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, give us to pray, Lord, instead of fighting our children. Give us to pray for our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of, oh God, avoiding our homes, Lord, give us to pray for our homes, God, that your spirit would abide in our homes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, instead of complaining about the church, God, give us to pray for the church, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Instead of, oh God, complaining about government, Lord, God, give us to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said if I send pestilence into the land, God, if famine comes, oh God, and locusts devour the land, you said if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, you didn't call us to complain, you didn't call us to protest, you didn't call us to act a fool, but you called us to repay, you called us to pray and repent, God, from our evil ways. We've allowed sin to creep on in. We found ourselves outside of your will. We found ourselves in a nation that does not, that no longer loves you. We found ourselves in a day and time where the people, God, have a form of godliness but don't have any power at all in the mighty name of Jesus. But no longer are we satisfied with the status quo. No longer are we satisfied with doing the things the same old way. No longer are we content, God, with just being lackluster and not having any strength and not having any power and not having any anointing, God, but we desire this day, God, today, God, this Wednesday, Lord, we desire for more from you in the name of Jesus. We desire more power. We desire more strength. We desire a greater anointing. We want more of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy, but more of your goodness, more of your mercy, more of your favor, God. Nothing else, God, will do. Oh, God, these things that temporarily satisfy, God, will no longer, God, meet the need, God, but a greater anointing, Lord, a closer walk with you, God, a stronger prayer life, Lord. We desire to be in your presence, God. We desire to be in your midst, because when we're in your midst, you meet the needs. You open up doors. You grant favor. You make us strong. You said, well, I'm weak, God. You're made stronger. That's because we're dependent upon you. And God, that's what I'm saying this morning. God, we depend upon you. Be the God, oh God, that you proclaim to be, that you tell us that you are according to your word. Be that God in our lives and help us to be the people that you desire for us to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be, God, the people that you desire us to be. And you say, who will be able to get into the presence of the Almighty God? You say, he that have clean hands and a pure heart and have not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Those are the ones that will be able to get into your presence. Those are the ones that will be able to get into your midst, Lord. Those are the ones that will be able to be, oh God, with you. And that is our desire, Lord, to be in your presence, to be in your midst. Because, God, the world is crazy. Things are just going so wrong. people are immoral and they're telling things that are bad that they are now good, and those things that are good are bad, God. They have, oh God, life mixed up, but God, in your infinite mercy, God, you knew this day would come. And so you've given us an opportunity. You've given us a way to make it. You've given us a something that we can hold on to, and that is our relationship with you. Give us to pray, Lord. Give us to seek your face. Give us to pray without ceasing, day in and day out. Then we'll find ourselves, we won't get caught up in things that we don't need to get caught up in. We read a scripture yesterday of God about, you told us that we shouldn't bring any vessels, unclean vessels, into the house. Into the house, Lord. And we often, God, allow anything to get into the house. Things that we know that's unholy, things that we know that's unright, I mean, that's not right. And we allow little things to come on in, and it's those little foxes that come in to destroy the vine. They come in to cause destruction because we think of those things as innocent, Lord. Sometimes those things come on the television. Sometimes those things, oh God, come in our package or on our phones or in our bags. God, we pack things in our bags thinking that we want to look at it later on. God, help purify us today. Not help purify, because you're the only one that can make us clean. God, help us to present our bodies to you as a living sacrifice, something that you will be proud of, something that you would be willing to receive. As we learn to pray and as you teach us how to pray, oh, God, teach us, oh, God, and help us to be holy in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God, your word is what helps us, Lord, today. So hide your word in our hearts, Lord. Hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. It is your word. So as you teach us how to pray, God, feed us your word in the name of Jesus. Give us a hunger and a thirst for more of your word. Your word, oh God, is the substance that we need, God. You told Ezekiel to eat the whole roll. That was what you did him in your word, God. You wanted him to get it all down deep, what's inside of himself, oh God, so that he may be able to recite and say your word. And as he knew your word, he can proclaim your word. Because your word has power. Your word, God, brings life. Your word. So as you teach us to pray, because it's the time of praying, it's the season for prayer. Men ought to always pray. God, you told them that in the Bible. You told them back, you know, God, in New Testament days. But some 2,000, over 2,000 years, oh God, later, God, it's even more right. It's even more pertinent. It's even more right on time that men and women ought to pray. In our prayer lives, God, this corporate prayer, God, it's grown on me. It's taking this time to pray for 15 minutes or so on Tuesday and Thursday and the 45 minutes or so on Wednesday. God, it's grown on me, God. It's not as difficult as it used to be because I practice praying. God, help the people to practice praying. God, I want them to be effective in their ministries. God, I want them to be effective in their Christian walk, Lord. And they cannot just rely upon me praying all the time, because there's going to come a time when I will not be there, Lord. And they have to have the strength. They have to have the ability. God, they have to be in practice to be able to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. They have to know that they can call upon you and that you will answer them and show up in a great and mighty way. They have to know, God, that we can make our petitions made known unto you. Oh, God, and we know that you hear us. And not only can we be confident that you hear us, God, but we can take confidence in knowing, oh, God, that you will answer our pleas, that you'll come to our rescue. Oh, God, that you'll grant us favor, God. That's what prayer does. It helps build a relationship with you. Oh, God, that we know what you expect from us, and we know what we can expect from you. We want a relationship, a better relationship with you on this day. Grow our relationship with you. I started this prayer off, God, with telling you that I love you. The only way I can tell you that I love you, God, is because I take time to pay attention for the great things that you've done. And I try to make sure that this relationship is just not a one-way relationship. But it's my desire, God, is to make you pleased with this relationship as well. I can't love my wife, oh God, fully if she don't show me love. Love is reciprocal, God. I know you love beyond fault, and I know you look beyond. I know, God. But I want to love you like you love me. I want to give you my best like you gave me your best, and that you give me your best every single day, every single moment, every single second, minute, hour of the day. You give me your best. And it's my desire, God, this day to give you my best praise, my best worship, my best adoration, my best walk, my best talk, my best thoughts. I want to offer unto you the best that I can today. I may not have done it yesterday. I may not have done it last week. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. Today is the day, the present, the gift that you've given us. You've given us life, life more abundantly. God, help us to not be weary in well-doing. God, our due season is coming. You've blessed us, oh God, above and beyond what we can ever ask for or think. God, you do those great and mighty things that blow our minds. So, God, I need you more today. Help us, oh God, today. Strengthen us, oh Lord, today. Pour out your spirit, God. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the keeping power. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being God. And then as we go through this day, we need your help. We need your direction. But there are so many people that need your help. There are people that are bereaved everywhere because of terroristic actions. There are people troubled everywhere, God, because of spiritual wickedness in high places. There's things, oh God, there are people everywhere that need your help. Orlando, Lord, and Munich, Lord, and San Bernardino, Lord, and Dallas, Lord, and Minnesota, Lord, and St. Louis, Florissant, God. People everywhere, God, need redemption. They need healing. They need a source of strength, God. They need hope. And you are the hope that we live for every single day. You are our hope, God. When things don't seem like they're going to work out, when every obstacle that appears that can stack up against us is stacking up against us, you are the reason why we live. You are the reason why we move. You are the reason why we have our very being. God, you are our hope. Without you, God, we are nothing. Without you, we can't do anything. And we want to allow that hope to be revealed or to be seen by those that don't have that hope. So you've beckoned us, you've urged us, you encouraged us to let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works, but give you the glory and give you the honor and give you the praise. Use us to be conduits for you on this day. Use us, God, to be lights for you on this day. Use us as vessels of honor, God, and not vessels of dishonor. We don't want you to cast us out of the house. You don't want to throw us into a fire where we'll be consumed, Lord. But, God, whatever fire you put us in, God, keep us and refine us. Drive out impurities, Lord. God, don't cast us away. Don't throw us into the dung heap, God, or the dung hill, Lord. But God, use us for your glory, God, and for your honor today. So I pray for those that are, God, less fortunate than me. I come across people that are homeless, oh God, on a daily basis. Sometimes I have, God, and I give, and sometimes I don't, and I'm not able to. But God, I want you to give me the words of encouragement for them today, that as I pass by them, that I can bless them, God. Give me the anointing, God. Give me the words, oh God, like John and Peter, I believe, that said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, whatever I can have to encourage, oh God, or whatever you allow me to use, oh God, to encourage someone today, give me that ability to be an encouragement to others today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me, God, today to be a vessel used for your glory, not for vainglory, not for man's glory, not to be puffed up, God, to say I'm a great and mighty wonder, but God, that all the glory and that all the honor may be thine. I pray for those that are less fortunate than me. I pray for our nation, Lord, which is under a severe attack from you. I pray for the nation because we have fallen away from our first love. We have gone away from what this country was founded upon. We have gone away, oh God, from the principles and the foundation of this nation. Yes, the men, oh God, that wrote our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, God, they were men that were fallible, God. They were men, oh God, that did not believe everything, oh God, did not walk in everything that they said. But God, I'm thankful today that you told us in your word that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means that there is none righteous, God, and this is your word as well. No, not one. We get so high and mighty, God, and think, God, that we are perfect, but we have all sinned. We've all fallen short of your glory, and you use us as vessels for the very given day and time that we live in. I can't worry, oh God, about what they've done in the past, but I can worry, oh God, about what you have done, or I can be concerned and cognizant of the great and mighty things that you have done. And if you lead us, and if you guide us, and if you direct us, God, we won't repeat, oh God, the past wrongs. We won't repeat, oh God, the past shortcomings, because you will lead us, God, in a path of righteousness for your name's sake. If we seek you first, if we choose you this day, whom we're going to serve, if we make up our mind that for God I live and for God I die, God, we don't have to worry about repeating the errors of life. But we can look to the hills, because our help cometh from you. We can rely upon you, Lord, because you're faithful. You're consistent. You're never failing. God, I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name for being a non-failing, never-failing God. People that serve Buddha, God, he fails them because he can't do anything for them. People that worship Confucius, God, and all these other, oh God, fake gods. God, their gods can't do anything for them. But I serve the God who is able, God, to not only, oh God, to send fire, Lord, down from heaven to sap up, God, his altar, but God, to sap up the altar of the pagan, oh God, and the idol worshiper as well, God. You are a God that answers prayers. You answer prayers. You answer prayers. God, that's your track record. That's who you are. Hear the cries. Hear the pleas of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our people. Petitions have been made. I don't have the list in front of me. I know one name is Pat Zekman. Oh God, and the others that we have on our prayer wall. I want to say thank you for allowing us to be vessels. I want to say thank you for opening up the door for the Coulter family. I have to pray it in advance, God. I have to pray it. I have not heard the result. But God, they asked for prayer. I saw the petition, Lord. I remember that petition, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Missionary Miller, God, asked for healing in her body. God, do it for your glory, God. We're not going to stop praying for it, oh God, because you said the effectual and fervent prayer. Fervent, God, means that we keep, God, bringing it back to you, but we got to keep living holy. We got to keep living righteous. We got to keep making it so that we will give you the right atmosphere, the right, God, ambiance, the right everything, the right season, God, for our miracle to be performed in our lives. God, we want to be in the right place, in the right time, with the right tools, at the right moment, God, for you to perform a miracle in our lives. It's right on the cusp, God. I see the breakthrough even now, God. I see the doors opening even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I can see the miracle, God. I can see the invisible, God. I can see the impossible being performed in the lives of your people right now because we remain fervent in prayer. Stay hungry for you. Stay consistent in you. Continue to chase after you. We shall be made whole. Give us that hunger. Give us that thirst. for more of you, and do it for your glory, and do it for your honor. For I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't have to fear, because you have promised that you would be with me. If I allow you to order my steps, thank God, I could be considered to be a good man, and I don't have to worry about trials. I don't have to worry about snares. I don't have to worry about traps. I don't have to worry about anything. And that's been the premise, God, of our entire year of moving forward. Now, the enemy, God, has come in, and he has caused some of us to slack a little bit. He's caused us to not move and take a little refuge and take a little break here. But I ask, oh God, this morning that you re-energize, that you replenish, that you renew the saints of God in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength, God, to complete the race that you have set before us. God, help us today to lay aside sin. Help us to lay aside weights that beset, God. Help us to lay aside everything that will stop us from trusting you, from believing you, from chasing after you, from pressing towards you, God, from getting, oh God, from the beginning and making a way towards our ending. Word tells us that there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. There's a time to start and there's a time to end. And our ending, God, does not have to mean that the ending of our lives. But each new season brings about a newness. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means something has to pass away. And the word says that, behold, all things have become as new. Make us meet for the race today. Make us meet, God, for the task that you have set for us today. Equip us, God, with the things that we need for victory on just this day. Give me the strength to keep walking. Give me the strength to hold my tongue and let you fight my battle. Give me the strength to continue to hold on to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the strength, God, today to trust you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only strength, but renew my mind, renew my body, renew my strength, God. Renew my faith, God. Breathe light into your people, God, on this day for your glory. For your honor, I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. I pray for Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, Brother Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary, oh God, Lysandra Miller, Sister Valerie Miller, Brother Victor Merriweather, Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter, Brother Jalen, and little Christopher, and Yasmina, and Zachariah. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. And I thank you for those that have chosen to worship here at Praise Center. I thank you, God, for an opportunity to serve. I thank you for a mind to serve, and I thank you, God, that my future looks much better than it looks right now. I pray for the day that you can continue to work in us. I pray for the day that you continue to trust us to serve you. I could pray for the day that we continue to rely upon you, God, in everything that we do, that we not worry about who's here, but that we worry about who is here. And you said that where two or three gather in your name, there you would be in the midst. Give us a hunger, God, to allow you to be in the midst. Let praises come forth, oh God, that you can come in and inhabit the praises of this people. I thank you, God, that prayer is a staple in this ministry, Lord. And I thank you because when we pray, God, strongholds can't take root in this place. I want to say thank you, God, because we pray, God, foolishness cannot just reside and abide in this place. And, God, you're going to send people, God, that want to be broken. You're going to send people that want to be healed. God, you're going to send people that want to be led the right way. Oh, God, and you are going to fill this house. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store. And God, we fear you. So God, that word applies to us. We pray for Bishop Ted Thomas today. Grant my blessed bishop strength. Renew his body. Give him long life. Strengthen his body even now and renew his mind as he prepares, oh God, for another trip tomorrow. Bless him with safe traveling mercies. And then as he makes his way back, another trip on this weekend, bless him and strengthen him and grant him the desires of his heart. And bless him this day. We pray for Mother Charlotta Thomas. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns. We pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District. Thank you for the great fellowship on Sunday. God, almost every single pastor was here. Lord, the house was filled. You allowed me to see. God, I want to say thank you because you allowed me to see, God, what you have in store for this house. God, that there was standing room only, Lord, in this place on Sunday. And, God, I see it, God. I see it right now, God, that there will be a day in time, and it won't take that long, that this house will be filled like this as well. But I want to thank you for those pastors that came, those ministries that came. So I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell. I pray for Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, and Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Clifton Cooley, and Pastor William Cornick. Pray for Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor, oh God, Lawrence Clyette. And I thank you for myself and allowing me to serve you. Help me not to think more highly of myself than I ought to think, but think soberly in every area of life. Thank you for mercy this day. Thank you for my family, God. I pray that you bless my family and bless those, the families of this ministry, God. Pray for Sister Miller's son, her sons and her daughter, grandchildren, God. Pray for Missionary Howard's, Lord, grandchildren, Lord. And her niece that's leaving, God, grant her favor, Lord, as she makes her way to Seattle, and grant Missionary Howard favor as she steps into a new place. Order our footsteps, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us. And if you do this, God, nothing will be able to stand against us. I'm past my time, God, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for this opportunity to pray. And give us to pray this day, throughout this day. Pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. Seek you first in every area and work your wonders in our lives. And we be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.